Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Arrest after protest at UT. Worries about the power grid and warmer temperatures, plus friendly competition among local nonprofits. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. Dozens of UT Austin protesters are in the Travis County Jail today after being arrested during campus protests yesterday. KRLD's Chris Fox is in Austin and has more.
The protest began around noon at the University of Texas at Austin. Pro-Palestine supporters setting up an encampment of tents on the South Mall. By 1 p.m., UT police issued the order to disperse, prompting Texas state troopers decked in riot gear to move on them. The arrests mostly focused on the protesters linked arm-in-arm in the encampment. 57 protesters were arrested last Wednesday. All of those charges were dropped. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The University of Texas has released a statement blaming protesters for escalating the situation. UT says many of the protesters not affiliated with the university have set up tents and barricades of tables secured by metal chains and strategically placed tools and rocks around. UT claims that when approached, protesters became physically and verbally combative with staff. The university took swift action to preserve a safe and conducive learning environment for students as they prepared for final exams. The university maintains that protests are allowed on campus and pointed to several recent examples of that. The Biden administration wants to expand protections against gender-based discrimination, but Texas is pushing back. KRLD's Alan Skaya explains why.
The Biden administration revised rules for the civil rights law known as Title IX to include LGBTQ students. The U.S. Education Secretary says these changes build on the legacy of Title IX by clarifying all students can access schools that are safe and welcoming. Those rules are scheduled to go into effect in August, but the Texas Attorney General has now filed suit to block them. Ken Paxton says the law was written to protect women by prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sex in any education program that receives federal money, like K-12 schools, colleges, and universities. He says the rule change would contort protections and force schools to let biological males use female restrooms and lockers. Governor Greg Abbott has sent a letter to the Biden administration saying he's telling the Texas Education Agency to ignore what Abbott describes as the president's illegal dictate. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Cleburne, the sentencing hearing for convicted killer Jerry Don Elders resumes today after a three-day break. KRLD's LP Phillips tells us what to expect.
When the trial broke last week, Johnson County prosecutors were making their case for putting Elders to death for murdering a woman during a carjacking. And they were using Elders' sister, Kim Bamberg, as a witness to say Elders was a meth addict.
What impact has the defendant's choice to use drugs had on your family?
I just It breaks my heart.
Prosecutors have to show Elders will be a continuing threat if he's allowed to live in prison. The defense has the job of convincing one juror to vote against the death penalty, which will mean Elders will be sentenced to a mandatory life without parole term. From the 24-hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Officials with ERCOT are nervous about the state's power reserves as temperatures have been rising. There's some concern the grid might not have enough to go around. There are power plants around the state that want to stop pumping out electricity for maintenance. ERCOT says it'll need at least an extra 2,800 megawatts to meet demand. There were no calls for conservation last night, but officials worry we could be impacted through tonight and tomorrow. This is something similar to what we saw a few weeks back, but the grid made it through just fine. A Fort Worth police officer has been fired over a profane interaction with a citizen. Commanders received a complaint about Clayton Ryan, and internal affairs looked into it. Investigators determined Ryan had not only used profane language, but also shoved the man several times. Internal affairs informed Police Chief Neil Noakes that Ryan had violated multiple department policies, and Noakes agreed, so he ordered that Ryan be fired. It's a competition that benefits the community. KRLD's John Little has more on this event called The Pitch.
For 8 years now, the United Way of Metropolitan Dallas has been bringing local nonprofits together for some friendly competition. The Pitch is coming up Thursday night at Toyota Music Factory in Irving. Jennifer Sampson is CEO of the United Way.
We often describe this night as Shark Tank, but with a heart. It's an event where local nonprofits who are going to change the world compete on stage for funding. And it's an event where those on the stage, the competitors, the social entrepreneurs, and the entire community wins.
$275,000 is up for grabs. There are celebrity judges like Drew Pearson and Marty Turco, and the audience even gets to award a $30,000 prize. For more info on the pitch and even how you can be part of the audience, go to KRLD.com. From the 24-hour News Center, John Little, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.